Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Welcome to Quote Me, a weekly podcast that seeks to encourage, inspire, and lift you up to be all you were created to be. Words are powerful. Recognizing and celebrating the impact they have on our lives can comfort or challenge us, or both at once. I'm your host, Lindsay Schlegel, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, I hope we can honor the truth, beauty, and goodness of well-chosen language, and so glorify God. Let's begin.
I'm so excited to have on Quote Me today, Tammy Kaiser, author, speaker, mother of many, and producer of some fabulous Catholic programs for women. Tammy, thanks for hanging out with me.
Yeah, thank you, Lindsay, for having me.
Sure. So you shared with me a fantastic quote by Scott and Kimberly Hahn. I don't know if this is it from Rome Sweet Home or I'm not.
I don't know. It's not. They were personal friends of mine. And, You know, I don't even know. I heard a priest say a similar quote the other day, and then I was thinking, oh, I'm going to have this conversation with you. So, like, I don't even know if they're the, you know, people quote people who quote people who quote people. So it is probably something like that. Uh-huh. But when my husband and I were, you know, a young engaged couple, we were good friends with Scott and Kimberly Hahn. And they took us under their wings. And we remember them saying that to us all the time, you know, you can't outgive God. You can't outgive God. So as we were, you know, planning our careers, planning our marriage together, you know, that was just really drilled into our heads from them. And I know they certainly live that mission, that statement as well.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I think there's a lot of things in our culture that kind of tell us to take care of ourselves and you do you. And if you're going to take care of yourself first, then you do have to reserve something. You have to hold something back. But the idea that you really can't hold something back if you're gonna live Christian discipleship all the way, you have to be ready to give everything. And sometimes that's a really joyful thing, but sometimes that's really hard.
Right. I mean, and it is hard, but That's the glory of this all is that, like, you know, like you really will sacrifice, so you'll really give something, and you turn around and then you can't outgive God. He will reward you and bless you like much more than what you sacrificed or what you gave in the first place. So even if, you know, if it is a cost and if it's hard, you know, God's going to bless you through that. God will like turn around and then outgive what you gave to him. And my husband and I, we certainly have seen that, you know, quite a bit in our lives. So I say that's definitely a quote we have lived by or tried to, you know.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And then there's also the reality that we're not God and we do have our own limitations in various ways. But when we try, when we have that mindset of generosity, it changes the way we interact with others. I think it changes the way we even see ourselves and the way that God loves us. Is there any specific way maybe that you, have seen this play out either with in your marriage or with your family or with the retreats that you do?
Well, I will talk about like particularly, so us as a young, you know, engaged couple. All right. And we're Protestants. The Hahns are Protestants too at this point. So, you know, this is Scott Hahn and they're the
pre-Rome Sweet Home.
Yeah. Pre-Rome Sweet Home. But they were living this very generous lifestyle at that time. Scott had been you know, I don't want to make this all about them, but, you know, Scott had been a pastor at a church, and he, unbeknownst to anybody, was thinking about the Catholic Church. We didn't know. So we're all at this Protestant college, and he had come back sort of as a teacher there. So he was, they are older than us. And so he was like leading like the college, I guess, Christian program or fellowship, like the college fellowship program at a church there. And so my husband and I were attending that. And, you know, they knew we were serious about getting getting married. And, you know, they didn't have this Protestant church. They didn't have any pre-Cana classes or anything like that you had to take. So they just sort of took us under their wings and, you know, said this quote to us. But one thing that really stuck out is that they were very generous and very open to life. Okay. Mm-hmm. So as Protestants, you know, that was not a usual thing to hear. You know, I had never heard anything like that in my entire life. I knew, you know, it was just going to be a given thing. You know, we were going to, you know, go to grad school, whatever, practice, you know, some kind of birth control. But, you know, the hunch showed us that, you know, you be open to life and God will really bless you with that. And so you can imagine with, you know, intimidation that we're like, okay, we'll just, sure, we're going to give this. And this isn't even like, you know, not even Catholic teaching. We don't have anyone sort of teaching this. It's just sort of like, you be open to life. Give God your fertility. Give God that opportunity and trust him with that. Just trust him that he's going to give you the children you need when you need them. And so we tried it, and you can imagine. So, of course, we get pregnant shortly after, you know, we get married. And then, you know, we get pregnant the year after that. And then the year after that.
You're like, hey, guys, wait a minute.
Yeah. So, you know, and all along we're just like, okay, God, like what is going on here? Like, what are you trying to do with us? And then, about three children in, the Hans got became Catholic, I would say, after our first child. And then we became Catholic after our third child. So, you know, it took us a little while to embrace the Catholic faith as well. And the beauty of it is we understood sort of the theology and the problems with contraception, all that kind of thing. And the Hans just really sort of in this idea of out, you know, just being generous to God and taking that risk and just entrusting your life to him. I mean, it's just, you know, we didn't have to deal with any of those struggles with people, you know, trying to understand contraception, all that kind of thing. We were living that joy-filled family life. It's very busy. I know you have young kids. You know what that's like. It was chaotic. But there is a joy and a freedom. And we point, and my husband, okay, so he's a religion major and he's going to be a pastor. And then we decided to become Catholic. So we are basically unemployed at that point. And I have a lot of little kids. So it's just a little bit crazy of, you know, okay, God, we're going to give this to you too. We think you sign us to the Catholic Church. We're going to give you our life. And so we were like youth ministers in the Catholic Church, you know, that those highly paid jobs, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are struggling.
Corporate ladders, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
skirts,
suits. We're like eating rice and beans because we can't afford things. But, you know, every time that we would find out that we were pregnant, we had like a huge financial blessing that would come our way. Yeah. Like someone gave us a minivan, someone from the parish. So we had this extra minivan. We noticed, you know, this was like with our fourth child or something. And then, okay, so they gave us this minivan. And this other one, we were looking for an apartment that we could afford. And it ended up that we ran into a parish that happened to have a place where, you know, they had an extra home on the parish that nobody was using. And it had four bedrooms. And, oh, sure, you can rent this for $200 a month or whatever. So we just, like, you know, that was just a perfect example that you can outgive God. You know, we gave God, you know, this idea of fertility or just being open to life. We're going to give you that, God. We're going to give you our careers. We're going to do the work that you're calling us to. And he has so much taken care of us. And even to this day, so now we have 10 kids and, you know, we're just living the blessing of that large family. I've got 5 that are married. I've got 9 grandkids. So, you know, it's just a very, I mean, it's hard. Don't get me wrong. And it's, you know, still very chaotic here, but It's just filled with joy, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
But I think it's also got to be hard. I mean, I'm living that if you call it NFP lifestyle, Catholic lifestyle, whatever term you want to put on it. But sometimes, you know, you do have the moments of like, I wish I could just have a plan. I wish I knew what the next 5 years were going to look like. But I think if I were living in a way where I assumed that I had that kind of control that I actually don't have, like that wouldn't be easy either. It would seem easier maybe in the moment. But ultimately, I think trying to choose how our lives are going to turn out, that's a big thing. And we really ultimately can't do it anyway.
We have no control, do we? We can think we have control.
Right.
And you know, having babies, that's like, that's just such the test of control, you know, and then you think you're going to control how they're raised and how they act. And, you know,
they have no
control over all of that, you know.
Nope.
They kind of have their own minds, and you know, and it's not to say that you shouldn't use NFP. I'm not saying that at all. You know, we started out not really using NFP because, you know, we weren't Catholic and we know that kind of thing existed. And then, you know, we came to understand how NFP works with being open to life. So I think by practicing NFP and praying about those decisions, I mean, that is being open to God and really trying to give God your fertility when you're practicing NFP. So I think, you know, it's not like, I'm not saying there's, you know, there are people that don't use NFP and that's beautiful too, but I'm not one of those people. It just took us a while to get on that NFP train. And even with NFP, you know, we had mistakes and that's part of NFP too. You know, God has other plans for you as well.
And I think something that we kind of speak to that, I think, but between the, like, how do you use NFP and not have the contraception? And you do need that prayer life, right? Like, you need some discerning. God gave us a will and he gave us an intellect and he expects us to use
all of
these things.
That's right.
And so your retreat that is out this week, if you're listening to this podcast as it's new, then you're in luck because Tammy has organized another fabulous conference. Can you talk a little about the online conferences you've done over the years?
Yes, I would love to, Lindsay. And thank you for this opportunity. This is just a way for people in their busy lives just to sort of have a conference experience. And of course, it is not the same of going to a conference and real life being with other people, but it's just a little bit of that sort of fortifying your life through your day. And so this particular one is on prayer. And so just every day, there's a prayer that you can pray. And so there's a lot of people signed up for this. I even had a message this morning that said, I send an email out and tells everybody it's the first day of the conference or whatever. That email did not go out this morning. So of course I'm like panicking.
No.
And it's like, it's because like I had too many people sign up and I had to pay for the next level in the email marketing thing, which is a great thing. And so I quickly got on and paid for the next level up kind of thing and got that email out. But it's just a way for people to, you know, I guess, pray together. And that's what the emphasis of this one is. In the past, I've had a lot of mother topics, like, because I know what it's like to be home with all those little kids and just that little bit of encouragement to see that, yes, there's other mothers out there trying to live the faith. And so I had conferences for moms. But this one, there are some talks for mothers. The one today, and you'll be able to look back over them. We're going to have an encore day on the last day of the conference. So on Sunday, you can pull up some of the mom ones too, if we have moms listening. But the one today, like, you know, it's about praying with little kids, for instance. And then, so every day you've got two topics to pick from that you can listen to. You can, of course, listen to both. And I make them so they're only 20 minutes long. So you can just pull it up and listen to that. Pray the prayer at the beginning, and then there's the presenter closes in prayer. So yeah, just sort of a little conference on prayer in the midst of your busy life. Try to fit it in morning or while you're doing dishes or maybe before you go to bed. And it's free. So that's the best thing about it.
That's so amazing. And I think that just speaks to you. I mean, you can't outgive God, but the time that you put into producing these things and getting them out into the world, like, you do such a beautiful job of them. And there are a lot of people where it is hard or impossible to get away for a weekend or a day or whatever it is. So having it come to you is really just like pure genius.
Holy Spirit. I'm trying to make it easy for people. You're right. And I did make this one free. So that's that does come back. John, I wasn't even thinking about that, Lindsay. But yeah, so this one is free and I didn't even have any sponsors. So I was given this conference to God and who knows what he'll do with it. I mean, and sometimes it's not like, oh, I'm going to see like, I don't know, everybody's going to send me $100 or something like that. I don't think that's going to happen, but if you do feel like sending $100, just kidding. But there'll be other ways that God, you know, bless this. Maybe, you know, it's a blessing for me even just to prepare. Like I do all the editing myself, and it's been an education to learn all this technology. As you know, Lindsay, you're doing these podcasts and stuff like that. So it's just a blessing to, you know, challenge my mind, try to learn new things. But I get to hear these talks and I get to hear them over and over and over again as I'm trying to edit them and put them together and pick the parts out. And so it's like a little conference for me as well as I'm learning from these wonderful speakers.
And I'm sure you will get some notes back from people telling you about the impact that it's had on their lives. But I'm sure there's also a lot of people who are going to experience the Holy Spirit through this and maybe share it with a friend or something that you might not even know. But I love that you're not doing it for the reward or for the gratification. You know that there's something you can give and you're literally giving your time and your treasures to strangers. And I think that is just beautiful. And such an inspiration and such a gift.
And maybe it is selfish because I know God's going to bless me through this, you know,
right.
He's going to bless me. So it's just kind of like this fun kind of game thing. Like, yeah, I'm trying. Okay, God, I'm giving you this. What are you going to give me? But I mean, it's not really like that, but you know, it's fun to look. I mean, sometimes all of us, you know, God is blessing us all the time. And sometimes we just need to open our eyes and look around and see what God has given us. You know, we give little things, he gives us so much more. And sometimes we just have to be aware of what that is and look for it. I think everyone will be surprised. They look around and they'll see, yeah, God did really bless me, did give me something really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And just that act of being generous and giving him whatever you can is just showing him that you trust him.
Yeah.
I love that. I think, you know, we're praying a divine, I was doing a mom tip Monday this morning about the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And, you know, at the end of it, we say, Jesus, I trust in you, but do we actually live, I trust in you? And, and you really, really are. And I think it's just a beautiful thing to see. I'm so grateful for all that you do and that you could spend some time with me today.
Yes. Thanks so much. I'm glad to share that message. We all need to hear that more, you know. I need to hear it more too. I need to.
Right? It's something I have to keep reminding myself of all the time.
Yep. Yep.
But we're all in it together. We're all on the road working towards the same goal.
Yep.
So I will have some notes about the retreat and the conference and how you can get to it. It's really fabulous. You sign up and you don't even have to go look for it. You just have to open your email in the morning and you just click. And there is a beautiful talk from authors and experts.
That's right.
With a variety of backgrounds and a variety of messages to share, all pointing back to God. So we'll have that in the show notes. Listeners, if you want to suggest a quote or a guest, you can follow the show on Instagram, quote me_podcast, or contact me at my website, lindsayschlegel.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a review wherever you find your podcasts, and tell a friend. Thank you so much. Thanks, Tammy. Thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you. God bless you. Till next time.
Yep, bye-bye.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of my podcasts here at Breadbox Media. But today I'm speaking to you about a different opportunity. In September 2020, I'll be leading a fantastic pilgrimage cruise from Rome to the Holy Land, and then on the way back, stopping at the cities of St. Paul, Ephesus, Athens, Corinth, and more. While we're at sea, I'll be lecturing on the Gospels, history or mystery. When we're on land, I'll invite you to join me as we visit all of the holy sites, celebrating Mass, worshiping together, and having a wonderful time of fellowship. If you'd like to know more about this pilgrimage cruise, go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, go to the right sidebar, and you'll see a picture there, which invites you to get more information. Go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, right sidebar, click on the picture of the cruise ship, and you'll get all the information you need. Alternatively, you can call the company that's organizing the tour at 800-247-0017. 800-247-0017. 847-0017. Ask for Farmalong and Eckers, Cruise to the Holy Land. Thanks for listening.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.